Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. Only listen to today's show if you want to make your life as much fun as Deanna Serrato's. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome today Deanna Serrato to the show. Deanna, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be on your show today.
And we are so excited that you're here. Why don't you share the quote that you brought for everybody today?
I don't know who I can really credit for the quote, but I've seen it a lot of different places. And the quote is, we didn't realize we were making memories. We just knew we were having fun.
I love it. We didn't realize we were making memories. We just knew we were having fun. That's a big hint to your passion.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, I guess my passion would be anything that's creative. I love creating anything, really. So planning, whether it be an event or an activity, an outing, or even, you know, just a dinner party. It's just another way to be creative. The entire process from the initial idea to the details, and then, of course, seeing it all come to life. It's all exciting for me. I love making people happy and watching the idea come to life.
Can you tell us how that started for you?
I don't know when it started for me. I don't know when I really became interested in planning. And if I had to think about it, I would say I was probably doing it before I even realized. I feel like I've always had this natural desire to be the leader. Even when I was in grade school, I always kind of assumed the leader role in a group situation, wanted to take charge. I think we're just probably naturally drawn to the things that we really enjoy or the things that we're good at.
Okay, so did you have any hesitations or challenges when you started being, it sounds like you are the quintessential party planner for your group. You're the go-to.
I'm definitely the go-to. I'm the official planner for all things. But no, I don't have any hesitation. I love it. Like I said, I love watching people enjoy themselves and making people happy. And I don't have any hesitation. Sometimes it can be frustrating to plan something that you think will make everyone happy, but it's definitely worth all of that.
So, Deanna, why is planning so important to you?
Well, I think, you know, we all live really busy lives and we all have responsibilities and obligations, but a good friendship, a real true friendship, should be treated like a priority and we should make time for each other. My friends and the relationships I have with them have always been more than just important, but essential. I think a good friend is really like family. They're your cheerleader, your supporter, shoulder to lean on, everything. So you want to make time for each other. And that will require some planning, but not much. You know, you do have to nurture your friendships. They will require a little work, but it's worth it. I have a close group of friends that has been in my life since elementary school. And I think about the time that has gone by, and it's amazing to see where life has taken us. There's been marriages and children, challenges and all these celebrations. And it's been such an honor and a joy to share that with one another. So it's just important to maintain that bond and continue to nurture it so that you'll have these lifelong memories with each other.
I love that. So I know that you brought some ideas to share with my listeners, because here's why I think your passion is so valuable to my listeners. I feel it's valuable because it's so important to make sure that you are enjoying your life. And sometimes that means we have to schedule fun. Now, airing the day before your episode is going to be the Be More Spontaneous podcast people, okay. Tim and Val, and they're going to talk about being spontaneous. But I want to put your episode right behind theirs because planning fun is important. It changes your life. It gives you something to look forward to. It gathers you with your friends and family, and it creates memories, like you said. So I thought maybe you could come on today. You could give listeners some examples of what you're talking about. So let's start there.
Okay, so there's a lot of different things that you could plan with your friends. It could be something simple, like I said, like just a dinner party. So if you want to do a theme dinner, like a Mexican dinner night or barbecue or celebrate a holiday, a game night, those are all kinds of examples of things that are easy to do.
Okay, so something easy that I've done with my friends is, and when I consider it easy, I mean less shopping for me, less preparation for me. So usually when my guests bring things, it always makes it easier for me. One of the things I did was had a drink competition party where everybody was responsible to make a drink of some kind. And there was a presentation award, there was best taste, there was most original. And so everybody really got very competitive. There were drinks that had sparklers coming out of them. There were drinks with dry ice surrounding them. Now, of course, you can only have a small taste. But to give you an example of a winner, it was the Drunken Monkey, and it was a frozen drink with banana, and it had white chocolate Godiva liqueur, and it was delicious. So everybody really liked that one.
I think anything where, like exactly how you said, where everyone's contributing, you're going to get everyone interested in the event, and they'll be a little bit more excited about it. So anything like that, theme dinners are perfect for something like that. Like my friends and I, we do Secret Santa during the holidays, so everyone kind of brings a different holiday dish, and of course, we've already drawn names before the party, but you bring a gift, you exchange your gift. Thanksgiving time, we do Friendsgiving. Same thing, everyone kind of brings a different Thanksgiving dish, and we just play games and enjoy yummy food.
That sounds awesome. So you seem to be breaking these down between easy things to do. You said that was easy, so now do you have something that's moderate?
Yeah, I guess anything that would require some moderate planning would be like a day trip. So you want to take a trip to a theme park, or we've done different wine tastings at local wineries, festivals, whether it's a food festival or, again, a wine tasting festival. Food truck festivals seem to be really popular right now. A day trip to the beach.
That all sounds like the type of stuff I love to do, too. It's a great
time. Day trips are they are relatively easy. There's not too much planning involved. Also physical, anything where you can be physical is usually fun in the sense of, I guess, like exercise, really, when I say physical. So like a color run or any type of 5K race or run-walk competition, something like that, or a tubing excursion. You guys can join a local recreation team like softball or basketball, kickball, something to keep everyone active and involved. Those are great examples as well.
Yeah, and even if you just go to a local park, you know, pick up some subs or something and play softball or something like that is a lot of fun too. I think one of my favorite things that we do every year at my house, so Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, we always have a food competition at my house. Now, I have a big family, and on Thanksgiving Day, everybody's torn in all these different directions. So I said, listen, I don't want to make everybody feel obligated to stop at my house earlier in the day, go somewhere else later, or anything like that. So instead, I make the big celebration the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. And I thought it would be fun to do a food competition. It actually started because I was in college at the time, and I was busy, and I was exhausted, and I didn't have time to get dinner made before everybody got there. So yeah. I was making lasagna, which is tradition at my house, is to have lasagna Thanksgiving Eve. So my husband and my daughter, we each took a tray, and just to make it quick, we each made a tray. But of course, we're having a competition of who's got the best consistency.
Well, of course.
Yeah, and who's going to add a secret ingredient. And so everybody voted on lasagna, and my mom always made lasagna. So she, you know, usually she's the lasagna lady, but thought it would be fun to do Thanksgiving, you know, here. And so I did the lasagna, but we each made it a little differently. So for the next couple of years, maybe, I don't know how many, three or four at least years after that, we had a lasagna making contest, but the nieces and nephews and the other aunts and uncles wanted to be included. They said, can we come early next year and help you make lasagna? Can you help me make lasagna? Are you kidding? Of course, right? So I got those.
It seems like you guys are down for anything with competition.
Absolutely. And and so I got those small tins that you can get at the dollar store, which is perfect size for this. And everybody made their own trays. Now, since then, we've done other things like pizza, which that's kind of tricky because I got the dough. You have to really stretch it.
Yeah.
You have a lot of respect for people who make pizza after you do that.
So I don't think I can handle it. Somehow I think the dough would just wind up everywhere.
Yeah, it probably would. And it was a lot of fun. And everybody, you know, brought secret ingredients and they get very serious. So that's a really good time. And you could do that with lasagna. You can do that with pizza, tacos, cookies, cupcakes, omelets if you wanted to, pancakes. I mean, you can do a food competition out of anything.
I think you're just making me hungry at this point.
Yeah, me too. Me too, for real. So, okay, what other ideas do you have?
All right, so I guess the next level would require a little bit more planning. If you wanted to do like a weekend trip or an actual vacation, like a cruise or something like that, that's going to require more planning, but still worth it. Me and my friends, we do a annual girls weekend. We just go to Atlantic City for the weekend and just plan different activities each day. But it's really nice just to get together, kind of take a pause from your regular daily life and just take time for each other and enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's a great idea. And I think it's fun too sometimes when you for whatever reason, whatever you're doing, if you make matching clothing, that's always a good time. And sometimes it's a surprise for somebody else. We actually did that. We went to Las Vegas recently over the summer, and it was my daughter's boyfriend's birthday. He was my sailman in Myrtle Beach. I talk about Mackenzie and Michael a good amount. So to surprise him, because Mike is a twin, and we were actually going to be on the plane with just him. And so, you know, he's not used to getting anything just specifically for him done for his birthday, I'm sure. So we just thought it would be funny. And Mackenzie had shirts made, and when he turned around, we were all wearing them. And it made him feel really great. We wore them on the plane. And when we got there, his twin sister, Gina, had one that her sister, Allie, they flew together. So she made shirts for the two of them. So it was really funny.
I love matching shirts. I think they're so much fun. And honestly, when other people see, obviously, they could put the connection together that you're all together because you're wearing this matching shirt. It then spikes their curiosity. And it just, people want to make conversation with you and hang out with you. And then the night just gets crazier because now you've made friends, your group has grown, and you're meeting strangers. It's really fun.
I absolutely agree with you. Although some people were really upset because, you know, Mike is a video and film editor. So the back said film crew on it. So when people came up and asked, oh, what are you filming? And we weren't, they weren't happy about that, but it was pretty funny.
Also tend to be like the prop master, so any excuse to bring any type of prop when we go out, whether it's like light up jewelry or my new thing, I've been bringing big money, big fake money. I wish it was real money, but really big, obnoxious fake money and just throwing it around any chance I get. But props in general are great. It's fun.
Tell me your favorite event that you ever planned.
I feel like anyone that knows me probably will agree that my favorite activity of the year is St. Patrick's Day in Seaside Heights.
Okay.
I think I live for it all year long.
Tell everybody what you do for that.
We rent a condo in Seaside Heights. There's about 10 or 12 of us now. The group has really grown over the years. When we first started renting, we had a little two-bedroom apartment on the beach, and there was only like four of us. And now we've grown well over that. But we rent a condo for the weekend. Everyone kind of pitches in, brings different items, different, you know, dishes and drinks, snacks. Of course, we have plenty of green props to go around. And the parade begins around, I think it's noon on Saturday. We kind of get up early. We get all dressed up in our gear. We have breakfast together and then just spend the entire day walking around Seaside Heights, going from restaurant and bar and enjoying the festivities, and that just kind of goes on all day and all night. And of course, next day is just a lot of recovering.
It sounds like a great time. Tell me about a planning fail.
I don't really think we've had a real planning fail. It hasn't happened yet. But so far, everyone's been really excited about the plans that I make and want to partake in them. So I would have to say, haven't had a fail yet. Hopefully I won't.
So what do you think you've learned about yourself since you've kind of evolved into the group planner?
Well, I definitely learned how much I enjoy planning, since so many people have told me I should really maybe venture into this as a career. But I've learned that I truly enjoy planning, and I think it's because, like I said before, I love to see people happy, and I love to make other people happy. I also understand how important and special it is to make memories with your friends and your family, and it's essential. You know, we all want to kind of share our life and share our experiences with other people. That's what it's all about. And if we didn't do that, life would be really boring.
Right. I agree. And that's one of the things really I hope my listeners are kind of holding on to today. I know there's many people out there who want to be some kind of planner officially, like a wedding planner or a party planner of some kind. And so listening to what you have today, they're probably identifying with the passion in your voice about how they feel about wanting to plan. But what's great about what you're doing is, you know, you have a full-time job. This is something you do on the side for fun. Right now, who knows, down the road, Deanna, you could end up wanting to become a planner as well.
Yeah.
But it's great that you incorporate this into your life. You have things that you look forward to. You are making memories to look back on. So it really sounds like it's something you, like you just said, you're looking forward to St. Patrick's Day all year long. So it's definitely something that's in your mind and in the works all the time, you know, not just, and you don't have to have it as a full-time job to enjoy the benefits of that.
Exactly. No, I'm doing it any free chance I have. I'm watching TV or just kind of laying in bed, you know, always online, using different websites and apps and getting ideas, and any chance I get to plan something, I'm on it.
That's my next question. What kind of resources would you recommend to people, whether, you know, they just want to do it for themselves and their families, or if they want to get more official about it?
Well, we are definitely in the age of technology, so there is an abundance of information. So I Google any and everything, and when I'm looking for ideas or ways to get inspired for an activity or an event, I have this love-hate relationship with Pinterest, but I have to say, I do enjoy it. So Pinterest is always a good place to get an idea, a good springboard. I always say with Pinterest, though, inspiration, not imitation. So just get your idea and run with it when you see something on Pinterest. And then when I'm looking for a resource to help me plan something or to find a deal, I love Groupon. It's my best friend. I think I check Groupon every day. But Groupon's great because they have local deals for restaurants and different activities that might be happening in your area. And then they also have deals for trips and getaways. So I love Groupon. The same thing with Living Social works the same way. Also Travel Zoo. Or sometimes if we want to go someplace that I've never been, I'll just look on TripAdvisor or Yelp and kind of get inspired that way.
And I will make sure that I include all of those places in the show notes for today's episode. They're all really great ideas. You just rattled off a lot of good apps that people can use to save money and get ideas. And Pinterest, excellent advice. Use it for inspiration, not imitation. That's what you said, right?
Yes.
Because it never comes out like it does on Pinterest.
No, it never does. But I really love looking at those articles that, like, the Pinterest fails, because they're hilarious. But no, it never really comes out like you want it to.
Yeah, the Pinterest fails are great. Okay, so this part of our show, most important, and there's three steps to motivation: to envision, to explore, and to execute. So if somebody wants to envision being able to plan great events for their friends and family, how can they see themselves doing this? What should they try and picture?
What I want to see is just everyone having a good time and having fun, laughing, enjoying themselves. That's everything. So if you're thinking about planning something, think about what's going to bring everyone together, what everyone is going to enjoy. And sometimes, you know, you're going to have to ask other people what they want to do, what they're interested in. Maybe get a group chat going or a group message, brainstorm some ideas.
I like what you just said there, because that's the next step, which would be to explore. So you're saying reach out to your friends and family and ask them what they want to do.
Yeah, definitely.
I love that. Okay, so to execute then, what would the first step that they need to take, what would that be?
Well, for me, I love lists. So when I'm planning something, I start with a list. So if that means making a guest list or a list of some of the ideas that you came up with, places that you're going to go, all the things you're going to need, what the activity or the event might cost, and all those little details that you want to iron out.
Oh, I absolutely think that lists are key, because otherwise I would forget something. And it just helps you envision the whole party better from beginning to end, whatever it is you're planning.
Yes, I'm very visual, so I need to write it down or draw it out. However I need to see it is how I'm going to envision it.
Right, me too. Okay, what kind of closing advice would you give our listeners?
I think sometimes people may not take the lead on planning because they're afraid that they won't get a very good reception. But my advice is to just do it. Just enjoy yourself, make a plan, no matter what it is. Again, like I said, even if it's something simple as a dinner date with your friends, just put yourself out there and make connections with each other so that you stay connected.
Yeah, and I like your idea about the prop. Bring one funny prop to that party or dinner and just watch what happens with it.
I totally agree. I love props. Like I said, I like the big money or like goofy, big pair of sunglasses. Anything that's going to make you silly, because then the pictures will then start and that part of the night, it will always be hilarious.
Now, do you have contact info you'd like to share? We're going to add you to our private group, Motivate Me Ultimate Support System, so people can reach out to you there. But do you have any other contact information you'd like to share in case somebody has a question for you?
Sure. They can reach out to me via email. My email address is deannaserrato@yahoo.com.
Okay, that's awesome. So I'm going to add a go-do for the end of this show. Deanna talked a lot about planning here. She talked about planning for family or friends, and that's exactly what we want you to do. We want you to pick an event, and we want you to plan it. Report back on our private Facebook group so we can help give you some ideas. Deanna will be there, I'll be there, and there's 300 other people waiting for you to come talk to them there. And please remember that you motivate me, and I'm Lynette Renda.